Great. So, I'm excited about OpenAPI, I'm excited about VOSDEM, I'm excited about you all being here. So let's get into it. OpenAPI traditionally has been a single standard. It's the OpenAPI specification describes how it's possible, describes every aspect of your API. In the last year, OpenAPI has released two related standards. The first one is overlays, which lets you make changes repeatedly to your OpenAPI file. And the other one is Erazzo, which lets you link your OpenAPI, your different API calls together and programmatically describe how that stuff should be used and should work. Both of those new standards, we didn't invent them in the last year. They had their 1.0 releases in the last year, okay? So these are things that we've been working on for a long time and that address some of the most common questions, requests, complaints, however you want to call those things, in OpenAPI. The things that people wish OpenAPI did, but really were outside of the scope of the existing specification. So, if you're here, I hope you know what OpenAPI is. It's a way of describing APIs. The OpenAPI descriptions are in JSON or YAML formats. This is aimed so that both humans and machines can work with this format. Please don't complain to me about about the choice of formats. I don't make the rules, okay? If you've worked with something called Swagger way back in the past, you know what I'm talking about because OpenAPI was formerly known as Swagger. That was quite a long time ago. Swagger became OpenAPI 2. We released OpenAPI 3 in July 2017 and 3.1 in February 2021. So even 3.1 is 4 years old. So my request to you is if any of your tooling providers do not yet support 3.1, could you please ask them why not? Or maybe choose another one, just saying. How did I get there on that rant? Okay, so OpenAPI, you can give overview information. Now, this is something, the info section at the top of the file. Sometimes, that's not the interesting part, and we don't do an amazing job. Revisit your existing API descriptions. We are increasingly moving to catalogs of APIs, discoverable APIs, machines discovering APIs. You need to sort out your info section, because this is how everything will be finding and understanding what it does. And in an internal context as well, this stuff is really, really important. You describe each endpoint, and that's the requests, the URLs that you can make requests to. We also have webhooks. So if you have something where an event causes a response rather than an incoming request, you describe that as well. All of the responses that can be returned and the security. So OpenAPI describes every aspect of a RESTful-ish HTTP API. It isn't going to work for every HTTP API, depending on your API design. It is not great with RPC style. So that's kind of the main overview. Let's talk about overlays. I will not admit to having a favorite standard out of the three, so we better just skate over that part. Overlays are a new standard from OpenAPI. Actually, it's been in draft for 2 years. And then we realized, oh, we can't make changes to this standard because it's lots of people implemented it like that. And we now can't iterate until we've done a release and then we can make some changes. So I have released the overlays specification this year, but I did not do the work. I just made it so that we're ready to use it. Overlay solves a really common problem in OpenAPI. If you have an OpenAPI description that you use or that you either as a consumer or as a producer, would you raise your hand if you think it could be improved in any way? And that's the problem that overlays solves. So in a design-first workflow, which is kind of a modern practice, but I'm not going to judge anybody, you would make those improvements at design time. If your open API comes from somewhere else, either a design that you're not allowed to have input in, or you're a consumer and you can't improve the open API description at source, or it's generated from code, which is still super common, then overlays lets you fill in those gaps and improve things. If you're getting open API generated from code and all the descriptions are rubbish, or there are no examples, if there's perhaps one response example described but not the empty collection, the error message, you know, if those are missing, if you need to add them in overlays, you can. You can also use overlays to remove things. So the structure of the file is a series of actions where the action is update or remove. So if you have a situation where you can't include that experimental endpoint in your open API description because you're not ready for everyone to use it yet, in fact you can include it and use it internally, but then you can use an overlay to drop out those private, beta, experimental, internal, partner only, whatever, endpoints that are part of your API surface but which you maybe don't want to publish to other people or don't want to include in your SDKs yet. Another very common use case, and I sort of think about overlays in two phases. One is the input to make the open API amazing, which is some of the stuff that I just said, and the other is the output to prepare your open API description for a particular tool or a particular destination. So overlays, the draft spec has been around for a while. The tool support is nice and stable. And then in a sort of backwards kind of a way, we finally released the 1.0 version of the specification officially in October. So it sounds bleeding edge. It really isn't. People were using it and we just hadn't. The person who was driving this project stopped driving the project, and yeah, that's the story. Here's a tiny example. So this is an overlay with a single action. It adds a tag to all of the endpoints that use a delete method. You can see I've got an array of actions. There's only one because they don't fit otherwise. I didn't want to make my font size any smaller. They are executed in order. This thing is deterministic. So it will always do this and then this and then this and then this every time. There are a lot more examples and more explanation if you want to have a proper look at it on the Open API documentation site, which is learn.openapis.org. If you have questions, those are very welcome. Use the discussions feature on the GitHub repository. If you have problems with the documentation, criticism is welcome. I wrote it. Open a pull request. I'll be on the other end of it. Please help us. and I will help you help us. Overlays is coming along at a time that I am seeing such a big change in the API industry. I think we have a real understanding now that an open API file is not a static build artifact, or even write once and it never changes. I'm seeing a lot, there's always been some understanding of having different lenses, different versions of the API, different renderings, if you like. But that's now common practice. If you work on a microservices architecture, there's tooling there that will allow you to take each individual OpenAPI description and bring them into one that then you can use to make documentation that gives the impression that the different departments in your company talk to each other. Don't let me go down the rant about API governance and standards. That's a different talk and we don't have time. You could probably find a video of it somewhere. So we have the tooling to bring those multiple APIs together into one if we want to. Overlays will allow you to fill in the gaps. Those missing error responses are a constant problem. The way that OpenAPI began to be used was very much kind of a gateway to accurate documentation. And the result is we have a lot of generated docs where there's a parameter called this, it's described in the code, it shows up in the docs, that's it. And for anyone who cares about their API consumers, the expectations on API experience are greatly improved, and users expect very rich and complete documentation, and they're going to use your OpenAPI file for things that are not just docs. There are lots and lots of different tools that support this format today, and so it's important that we fill in those gaps, improve the descriptions. A real good use for overlays is if you want to provide documentation in other languages, you can localize the description fields with overlays. And so if you are generating your OpenAPI, or if something else changes about it, you're not trying to hand patch between these different versions that you have to maintain. Forget it. You've got a set of overlays. Yes, if the OpenAPI changes, you might need to add more stuff to the overlay.